Hello, my name is Dr. Bill Takeshita, and I'm one of the board members here for AIRS LA. And today, we want to introduce you to one of the sponsors of AIRS LA, and that is Mike Dixon. Mike Dixon, he is the founding partner of Performance Financial, and he is also a chartered life underwriter. Mike has also been a very, very well-known financial advisor for many professional athletes in the country, and I have had the pleasure of meeting he and his partner, Mike Anderson, when I lost my vision. And because of everything that these gentlemen set me up with when I first started practice, when I later lost vision 17 years later, I was able to continue on with our life, and my wife and our two children were forever grateful to you and to Mike. So thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Dr. Bill, for inviting me here today. And it's a pleasure to be able to do this podcast for AIRS LA.
You know, it's hard to believe, Mike. I was thinking as I was driving here with my wife. She was driving. I wasn't driving. But I was just thinking about it is so hard to believe that we have known each other for so long, because I'm thinking about I graduated and met you and Mike Anderson when I was 27, and I'm going to be 57 in a couple of months. So that's 30 years. So how long have you actually been in practice?
I have been in practice since January of 1975. So like you, I can't believe that 42 years have gone by since I started my practice in the financial planning arena. But time does go by, and part of what we do to help our clients is if they have the time, they're going to be able to grow their business. They're going to be able to take care of their family. They're going to be able to do the things they want to do in their lifetime. But if something happens unforeseen along the way, that's where our products come in, because they can not take the place of the individual or the site or the income, but they can provide the assets that will keep that family in its own world in the event of life, death, or disability.
You know, and that is so true. And I did not know what was disability insurance. I did not know about that until one of our professors in optometry school was talking to us about that. And he had told us that it's very important, in addition to learning about how to be an eye doctor and to diagnose diseases, you really need to handle money. And he was the one who had told us about disability insurance and life insurance. And I then was very, very fortunate to meet you and Mike Anderson. And I did buy that disability insurance policy. And one of the things that was just so surprising to me was that as I began to lose vision, you know, much later in my career, I just couldn't believe that I was fortunate enough to have disability insurance. I talked to many of my classmates, other doctors, after we graduated, and I told them that I was buying disability insurance and that I was buying life insurance. And you know what they told me? I'm driving a BMW and you have insurance, Bill. They were laughing at me, but I am so thankful. Can you tell our listeners here, because there are many of them who would perhaps be in need of life insurance, and what are some of the different types of life insurance that are available for people?
Yes, Bill. Actually, there's really only three types of life insurance, and part of the work we do is to try and simplify the process. But you can buy what's called whole life, and that gives you a guaranteed premium for your whole life, and it also builds an internal cash value along the way. So it's not only life insurance if you pass, but it's cash that is available as a living benefit for those signposts of life, like your child has to buy his first car, or they're going to a university, or you hit a financial bump in the road and you need some quick cash, or maybe an opportunity comes along, an investment that you need some extra money to take advantage of. The second type of life insurance is more temporary in nature, and what most people have at work, where you would have term insurance that is inexpensive protection. If something were to happen to you prematurely, there would be a life insurance amount that would go to your beneficiary. Interestingly, many people don't realize that life insurance benefits upon death are income tax free to the beneficiaries. So not only does it replace income or replace assets that would be needed by the family at that point of a calamity, but it is income tax free as well. That term insurance coverage is the type of coverage that most young families, young individuals, young business people would look to put a safety net underneath their family, their business, and the people that they love and care about.
You know, I remember you talking about that with Mike Anderson, and when I looked at the fee schedule, I noticed, though, I would want my death benefit to go to my children because of the fact that there were no taxes. But when I looked at how expensive the term premium became as I got older, I realized that the whole life, for me, was really something I was much more comfortable with, because I didn't like seeing how expensive the term life premium got as you became over 50 years of age.
Yes, that's so true, because you not only buy life insurance with the premium, but you buy it with your age and your health at the time of issue. And even though term insurance is inexpensive early and at younger ages, as we age, and we all do age, as we talked about earlier,
yeah.
the premiums go up, and you get to a point in time where you may or may not be able to afford the increasing premium with the term insurance. The other statistic that is very telling about life insurance is that in the whole industry of all life insurance companies in the U.S., only 1% of all death claims are term insurance. And that happens for the person that has a car accident, has a heart attack, something dramatic, unexpected happens, and you pay the claim, or the companies pay the claim. The rest of the claims that are paid in the industry, 99% of all claims, are what's called permanent life insurance, which is whole life, which we've talked about. And then the third type of life insurance, which we missed in our earlier conversation, universal life. Universal life gives you an interest-sensitive type of life insurance policy that you can structure to be maintained over a long period of time. A little bit different than whole life in that the premium is not guaranteed for your whole life because it is interest sensitive.
Oh, okay. So it is not guaranteed the way that the whole life is.
Correct. The death benefit would be guaranteed based on the face amount of the policy, and the client would have the ability to structure the premium to a particular point in time, or just add premium based on interest that is credited to the account and the policies as we do age.
Well, it's great because your company, what you and Mike Anderson do, you can help people as they're getting started and purchase disability insurance. They can get life insurance, and you could also help them with basic investing. I mean, it's really a triple win there.
Yeah, we think it is. And at the end of the day, Mike Anderson and I try to protect our clients' incomes, protect our clients' businesses, and we look to help them achieve financial security so that if they don't have the time to provide for all of those benefits because of a premature death, then the event that triggers the problem, that premature death, is the event that also offers a solution, which is tax-free cash in the form of the life insurance payment.
Wow. Well, how can our listeners get a hold of you if they have any other questions about finances or insurance?
You can go to my website, which is simply my name, michaeldixon.com, or you can reach us at our office in Westlake Village, California, at 818-707-7773.
Good. And the phone number one more time?
818-707-7773.
Well, thank you again for all of your support to Ayers LA, because if we didn't have your support, we wouldn't be able to continue to make these podcasts available. And if any of your clients, those professional athletes, have tickets to give away, don't forget Dr. Bill, okay?
Okay, we won't. Again, thank you for having us today, and continued success to Ayers LA, and our very best to you, Dr. Bill.
Oh, thank you very, very much.